I work for Sears Canada, and I guess everybody's heard what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's in receivership there kind of thing.
Yep.
We've all received letters regarding that our severance packages have been severed off. They're no longer paying for it till this receivership is on. My question to you is, once it's lifted, are we entitled back to our packages and our benefits?
The short answer is quite likely that no, it's not going to change the status. You're not necessarily going to say, well, now the protection is lifted, they're out of it, now we can pursue this matter. So this is, you know, it's really all bad, unfortunately,
this
for Sears employees.
This is the most ruthless thing a company can do. I'm a 35-year senior in the company, 2-year severance package, 4 months into the thing, and I think this liability, they had it all planned out anyway.
So you were let go several months ago, and 2-year severance package, and you were getting paid, and everything's fine, and now they've sent you a letter saying, we're going to stop paying you.
That's right on the spot.
Incredible, man. Incredible.
And not only that,
I thought that's going to happen. Yeah.
The retirees themselves have been retired now for 10 years of losing all their health and dental.
Yeah.
All their other benefits. We also losing 19% on our pension.
Yes.
Is there any recall that us employees can do this in legislation?
Yeah, you know, it's been killing me, Steve. I've been getting calls every single day, several times a day from Sears employees, existing and former, and I have no answers for you because, unfortunately, Sears is under this blanket of protection, which means you can't do anything to them. And as a practical matter, no, you and the other Sears employees, current and former, are left holding the bag. It's terrible.
Well,
it's one of the worst things that I've seen.
Exactly. How do you pay your bills? Exactly.
How do you pay your bills?
I know.
I'm almost 59 years old. There's no way I'm going to find employment that fast.
I hear you, man. I hear you, and I wish I could do something for you. I really, really, really do. Unfortunately, I can't. No one can. It's a terrible situation, and I wish you the very best, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you and everyone else.